Inga Björk, professor of applied nutrition at Lund University in Sweden, has done research investigating the effect of what she calls intact foods on blood glucose and appetite. Here she explains more about her research.
What we did was to provide healthy humans with different common foods in the evening. And what was particular with these foods were that they were with a more or less intact botanical structure. They were either boiled barley kernels or bread made with appreciable portion of barley kernels, a pump and nickel type bread. Or the foods given in the evening were, for instance, brown beans, regular foods. And what we found was that if we provide healthy humans with these more or less intact foods in the evening, we are able to beneficially influence blood glucose regulation, appetite regulating hormones, in a way that we are able to decrease hunger promoting hormones and increase satiety hormones, and also affect the voluntary intake, lower the voluntary intake during the course of the entire next day, while at the same time promoting less hunger, which is quite useful for an obese population. So we interpret these data as an important food feature to be aware of when it comes to preventing obesity and the metabolic syndrome.
Based on these results, what would you recommend people to eat for better weight management?
I certainly would advise them to eat foods that are richer in dietary fiber, which is a common feature among consumers. But in fact, there is reason to believe that any indigestible carbohydrates in foods, and in particular, if present in sufficient amount, and perhaps also in a certain mixture, that is beneficial for satiety and glycemic regulation.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.